Apart from that, it's actually a very nice place to live in. It's got a very Mediterranean climate, so it's warm and sunny. The people are very nice. But most important of all, Western Australia does have all the possibilities for learning. So it's a very good choice for you students to consider, you know, in your university life. Right, so the focus of our talk will be, of course, university education in Perth, and I'll be talking about three main areas. The first one is entrance requirement, the second are the courses available, and the third is the cost to you. And if I'm speaking too fast, please stop me. Right, let's talk about the entrance requirements, which you know, you'll need to know about in much detail. If you're a Form 7 graduate, you'll need to use your Hong Kong A-level results, of course. And the entrance requirements are as follows. If you are a local Australian student, which I don't think there are many of here, you'll need to pass your TEE exam. And if you're an overseas student, which is the majority of you, you'll need to submit some kind of overseas university entrance qualification. So, for example, if you've got A-levels, you'll need to get a grade E or above in at least two Hong Kong A-level subjects. In addition to this, you'll need to satisfy an English requirement. And there are two types of these. The first one is you either get a grade C in the Hong Kong A-level use of English exam,